Brought to you by GN and Co. Ayo, where you going? You know that it's after school is after school with your girl, Sis GU. Shocking, eh? Welcome back to yet another episode of After School is After School with your girl, Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well. And to those that are passing by, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, eh, please. I hope you what you and you join the gang, eh, please. Today, I am joined by a very special guest. Before actually introducing my guest, you guys, okay, I am back with the segment that you guys have asked for me to come back with, y'all. I've seen the tweets, I've seen the DMs, I've seen everything. This is Music Wednesday, and we're bringing it back through my podcast, and I am so excited to be bringing it back with the one, the only, Tando J.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
It's me. I'm here. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm excited that you're here for this first episode yet, okay? Who better than to start with the best vocalist in the country?
Who better for you than the girl, huh?
Who better than the... What?
Who better for you than the girl? Girl? Huh?
Yes, sir. Okay, so, Tando and Jay. My biggest beef... when it comes to your brand,
we just started with beef already.
I know, and beef is such a terrible word because I don't mean that.
The qual.
Yeah, I know the qual.
A lot.
But I am annoyed on your behalf.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that every time people bring you up, the first association is the whole, like, isn't Jay silent?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think that video was great. It was great for the culture. It was great for the people. It did what it needed to do. It confused the masses. It got them to listen. Whatever, right? But I think I don't like the fact that every time you're brought up, that is the association. Before your music, before anything else, it's like, oh, Tando. Every interview that I've heard, right, has started in this very way. Haha, and I'm doing it. But I want to know how you feel about that, you know? Like having to constantly clarify your name and maybe not be able to like get into talking about the music or just introducing who Tando and Jay is. You know,
yeah.
I feel like people are very taken by, isn't Jay silent? Is it not?
I'm so tired.
Oh, you're tired.
Oh, no, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I think that it's been long enough for people to know what I'm about, know more about my music. Apart from the video, I think that video was like so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Like, y'all need to get with the program.
Okay. So you don't necessarily care what anyone calls you?
I really don't think I care about it much, but I think that it went from asking if then Jay is silent to me just, you know, labeling my brand as Tando Jay. Like, I don't think it will disappear.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be Tando
in
the industry. So I think it just stuck to me and I just stuck with it. So
yeah.
I'm more tired of having to explain it, but...
Yes.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and another thing that I think people often think of you, or the first thing that comes to their minds when they hear Tando J is covers.
Yeah.
So you had started your music career via doing covers, and they did really well, and I think they got the attention of many South Africans.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You know, just because you definitely have your own music, you have your own sound, you can write, you can sing live, you can sing with a band.
I can sing.
Yeah, she can do, you know, she can do it all. Honestly, I've had the privilege of hearing Tando live a few times, and I always say that people need to be able to experience your life because there's nothing like it. So, yeah, it's like, first of all, it's like, okay, Tando and Jay. And then the second thing is like, oh, okay, you do covers. Like, please do a cover for us. How does that make you feel? How do you feel about it?
You know what? I've started to realize that essentially how people started to know me was through covers.
Yeah.
And I've obviously had to work my way up, introduce them to like me as an artist, my own kind of music, my own kind of sound.
Yeah.
But I really think that everyone that has been with me since the beginning of my career really just likes a cover once in a while. I get that. Just as a reminder, like, yeah, girl, we really love your music, but just this one song would be nice. So I'm not really, like, over doing covers. I think that I have specific songs that I'd like to do, you know, also just when I want to. But I'm really now just more about sharing my music. Okay. You know, I'm trying to get other people to make covers of my songs.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And how was the journey of actually transitioning between being an artist that was primarily known for doing covers to creating your own sound? Like, also, when did you decide to make your own music? Like, you know, you obviously realized you could sing.
Yeah.
And then when did you realize you could write, you could produce, you could, like, put together a body of work?
I think I started realizing I could actually write and make my own songs in 2015. I met up with a guy named Byron. He had a studio in Pretoria. He really helped me with just my admin. Like, he was like, okay, so if you're going to be an artist, this is what you have to do. This is where you sign up. This is how you, you know, this is how you go about in the industry. Went from Byron, met a guy called Coven. Coven actually produced my Control cover that I did in 2015. But, like, that's when I started wanting to make my own music, because if someone can produce a different beat and I could still cover a different song and make it sound like my own, I mean, like, why not just start? Yeah, like, why not start picking up a pen and trying to put my words together? And then I went from that to working with B1. Trust B1. That's where my Trust and GA EPs came. He also produced my first EP, which was New Age Soul. And then I think, like, from there, I just grew into it more. And, you know, now I'm working with Soul Mighty Yope. We've got a label.
The greatest.
Oh, the legendary.
The legendary, the one and only.
The legendary. So yeah, like, I think I just grew into it. Like, the more passion I had for it, the easier it was, like, it was for me to, you know, pretty much grow as an artist and just expand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that obviously means developing your sound and, you know, growing in your sound.
Yeah.
And what has that been like? You know, just, I don't know, often we say that sometimes when we create, we're well aware that we're not creating for everyone and that there are certain people that are going to take to it. I think you're a national treasure and that your voice is beautiful, and anyone who hears you would obviously just instantly fall in love with what they're hearing. But I think it's the subject matter that you sing about, which maybe also makes you that much more different. And we are definitely in a time of potato, potato, you know, and there's not a problem with that because it's a good time. But
yeah, we love that music.
Yeah, no,
when we have a good time, we in the good times.
For sure. But how is it being more of an R&B soul artist in a climate such as now, in a time where Amapiano is definitely pianoing to the world, you know?
Pianoing hip-hop is trying to make a way back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that R&B and soul in South Africa has always been, like, the most underrated genre.
For sure.
There's so many talented musicians in the R&B, like, scene. And I think that we're trying to build it, you know? We're trying to grow into it more. We're trying to make it a thing for people to be in their feels and just R&B it up.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, when I started out, I was definitely talking about partying and bottles and the club.
Yeah.
And I think I just grew into the person that I am now. Also, just being able to become vulnerable once you start making music and wanting to tell your story.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how it just started and went on for me. I guess I just wanted to have more ground and have a bigger purpose when it came to my music.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make the typical sis, yeah, pooza, or we're sleeping in a crib and it isn't time.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to everybody that makes that. But I think just for me, I'm a very soulful and spiritual being that I feel that the music that I make needs to pretty much portray who I am.
So your music is very reflective of the seasons you've been in and the growth that you've done.
For sure.
Okay. And that's where you draw the inspiration for your lyrics and so forth. You just described yourself as a spiritual person.
Definitely.
And obviously being in the entertainment industry is a little bit crazy. It's a little bit wild.
It's crazy.
Right? How do you navigate that space being spiritually inclined? And how does that affect the process of making music for you?
Ooh, that's a very great question. When I make my music, I zone out. And it's pretty crazy to me how the words come, because I always record my songs before I actually write them. So I always feel like...
So you freestyle?
I wouldn't say that I freestyle. I guess that it comes from a source of some sort. Like, somebody is sending the words to me and I'm making a song, and then I go back to the song and I'm like, oh, this
but is that's what I'm freestyling. Talking about. You freestyle it, listen to it, and then maybe fill in where you.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm just very sure of my space, and I'm very sure of the kind of music I want to give people and the kind of message I want to spread to people. So I don't let other things affect me, especially when I'm in studio. I'm always in the right space with the right people. And I guess we're all pretty much sharing the same goal.
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes easier to make that kind of music that we make. And yeah, that's just, you know, it's just easy like that.
And you've never maybe felt the pressure of wanting to conform, wanting to become more commercial, wanting to make your music more palatable to like the world at large?
I think about it.
Okay.
I think about it, and I think that maybe now I could be open to it, but only because I have my own foundation. So I guess like the collaborations will be much easier. You know, the genres will change, you know, just dips here and there.
So it's not so much about you changing as an artist, but you having the range to do things that are outside of the genre that you already create.
For sure. And I think I've just always also been afraid of spreading my range because of how sensitive I am about my music and the journey that I'm on, obviously, and the stories that I'm telling throughout my albums. Yeah. Whereas now I feel like I'm very firm in my music.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that should limit me with working with other artists and experimenting other genres and other sounds and other things.
And all the things. Okay.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, you spoke a bit about your creative process and that you freestyle and then you go back and you continue to write. What is the process like for you in that you are a spiritual person? And I think that you said your music is reflective of the things that you're going through.
Yeah.
So what is the process of releasing that to the world? You know, do you find yourself struggling at times because it is feeling, or it is more personal than, than usual, or what one would expect?
I think that's why it takes so long for me to drop.
Yeah. The project. It takes forever. It takes forever.
Please.
Personally, as a fan, I'm waiting. I'm dying. I'm trying.
Yeah, like I feel like my music and most of my albums are like a dear diary. So by the time I'm done with it, I'm sort of thinking of about whether I'm ready to now share it with the world, because now this is what they're going to hear. This is what they're going to know about me and, you know, my surroundings, my life, my mind.
Yes, you know, like so, where you were at the time.
Yeah, so like for me, it's like, it's just a dear diary and I'm just asking myself, am I ready to share that part
of myself and my journey?
But I've realized that I make honest music, so so many people can relate to it. You know, I don't know who I'm helping, but
You're helping somebody.
You get what I'm saying? So it's easier now.
Okay.
I've laid the foundation, so like everything for me is just, it's just easier now.
Okay. And a part of the journey, a process that you don't look forward to, you know, the part that you dread the most. What is like the worst part of creating or the worst part of being a musician?
Yeah, like what have I dreaded the most about the creative process? I think it would have to be the back and forth of mixing and mastering. Having to change vocals again, having to make sure artists are happy with the way that they sound on the final mixes. Literally go through a process of like maybe six different versions before we're happy with the final cut, which is what also prolongs the process of dropping, because it's like I could be ready today with the album, but it would still needs to go through mixing and mastering, and every week and every month we have to perfect it until we're all happy
with it.
So that's another period, which is why I just don't set dropping dates. I just say coming soon, because when I put a date and then it's time to upload and then there's a glitch or there's a vocal.
A problem.
Or you uploaded the wrong mastered version and then...
You have to go through the whole process.
You know what
again.
I mean? But like, like genuinely, man, I really just love creating and making my music. I think it's because I've got a lot of freedom.
Okay.
With the creative process that I don't mind experiencing it, but it is tiring.
Yeah,
but...
Okay, and majority of the responsibilities that come with being a musician are on you, in that you're in a solo, not a solo,
independent artist. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I started a label with my partner, Soma Diope.
Yeah.
And we basically bounce off each other.
Okay.
Like, But if you see us in public, he's my manager, I'm his manager.
I get that.
You understand? Yeah. When we're in the studio, he's working, I'm working. Together, we're working. But paperwork, admin, videos, should we want to do videos, mixing and mastering. He does a lot of mixing and mastering. And then we have Benavan Don as well. Great engineer. He also works on all the, you know, all the music. And then, I mean, after that process, we have instrumentalists. So we'll, you know, take a trip, go find a pianist or another saxophonist, and we'll feature them on the projects. We'll get in some of the people that play in my band to come in and add some instruments, you know. So, yeah, like, I really do love the process. I guess I just dread how long it takes to have a final product.
Yeah, of course. I think with anything in life, it obviously good things take some time.
Of course.
And I can only imagine that with your art and craft, you want to perfect it as much as possible. But yeah, I don't know. When listening to your music, it just kind of sounds like it was one take and you only needed to do.
Yeah, you know what? No cap in the studio. It's like when I'm really in my zone, one take is enough. And then by the time I revisit the song, it's just making a few changes.
Okay.
But it just depends on the space that I'm in and what I'm creating. So.
Yeah. Okay. And are you currently in studio? Is there anything that you're working on?
For sure.
Oh, there
we always working.
Okay.
We always working. Definitely dropping something this year.
Okay.
I have a collaboration that's dropping before my project, though. It is on the Crossover 2.
Yes.
With Jazz Groupies.
Love a good crossover.
Shout out to Jazz Groupies and So Mediope and Mr. Friday. Obviously, there's like a lot of artists on that project.
On it, yeah.
But I'm not going to tell y'all who's on it. But I do know that it's one of the best productions my partners have worked on. Definitely going to be a game changer.
Yeah, that project. Look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. But for me, myself and now, Itandonje, I'm hoping to drop a project this year.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be an album or an EP or but like something. Two singles, but definitely going to drop this year. Okay. Maybe I'll play something on the show.
Oh, we would love that.
Maybe just maybe you guys must tune in at the end. There can be something nice. I don't know. Let's see how
and
I'm feeling.
Outside of Tandonje, the artist, who's Tando? What does Tando do with her time?
Yo, what does Tando do with her time? I'm always at home.
Okay.
I go to school.
Okay. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going.
She has school. Yeah, but at least you're in it to win it.
I am in it to win it. I'm studying law. I'm in my second year now.
Okay.
So it is a bit tough. I mean, I guess studying law is what I wanted to do when I left high school. But my marks didn't
allow.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just satisfying the younger me.
Oh, I see.
And just making sure I, you know, pretty much achieve the goals and the dreams I had
that
set, for,
set
myself
for yourself
before experiencing life.
Okay, so you're just a homebody.
Yeah, like I'm a homebody. If I'm not in the studio, like I hang out with my friends sometimes. You know, sometimes I rock.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
Shimmy, shimmy.
But yeah, genuinely, like I like my space, man. I really just like being home. Spending time with my family.
Yeah.
My cousins, my friends.
Okay, you just said that you like your space and you've obviously spoken about the creative process and just how much your music means to you. I'm then curious, I'm curious to find out what your thoughts on collaborations are, because that is you sharing your platform, your voice, your space, you know, and music seems to be a very intimate space for you as is. What is that like? Are you open to it? Do you like collaborations?
I'm more open to collaborations than I was before. I think that I was very selfish with my voice for a very long time.
Okay.
Not because I don't want to work with artists. I just think that I hadn't found artists that are pretty much artists I resonate with or artists I think that we'd be good for each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, or just being in each other's spaces. Like, I like a peaceful and good environment. Like, I like music that makes sense and music that is easy to make.
Yeah.
So I am more open to collaborations now, you know, especially because I'm, like, in and out of genres now. I think there's obviously, like, certain artists that I'm just like, oh, if I ever do Maskandi, I'm going to call this guy. If
I ever Maskandi!
Oh, wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
If I ever, you know, I want to do like a hip hop collaboration, I already know
who you're going to go
like,
to.
I already
for that.
Know who I want to work with.
So you're
you
very
know?
Specific with the people that you would prefer to work with.
Yeah, like this is now according to my music. But with regards to me experimenting other genres,
then you're
I think I'm very open with collaborations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you did mention that you are working on a little something. And you did say that you could maybe play the little something.
Yeah.
I want to know today if the gang is in luck.
What do you think?
I think...
How you feeling?
I'm definitely in the mood to hear some new Thando Njie. Personally, you know where I stand with the music thing. I'm not gonna lie. I think I know artists, but I don't know them. And through getting to know you, I've been exposed to the process that is creating music and just how hard that is and how much of yourself you put into this thing that you're sharing with the world, you know? So I'm learning to be patient. I'm learning to appreciate what it is that you've put out there, you know? And I think that's the reason music is out there, so that you can always revisit it, even at times where you miss the artist or whatever. Like, there's always something to fall back on. So I'm always trying to not push you too hard, but I mean, I'm dying.
Yeah, I know y'all be needing
Yeah, no, we be needing it. Especially, I feel like, in the times in which we're in right now, your music really feels like a hug and just reassurance from God to know that He hears us. He's watching and things aren't as bad as what they seem. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know what? Like, I think that, well, I'll speak because you've actually experienced me live, like a live performance. And I think about people who get to see me live, and I'm just like, I know that should they want to see me again, they'd love to hear something new.
Oh, I see.
You know, so like I'm trying harder.
Okay.
To put out the music as much as I possibly can.
But maybe we can hear it, even if you don't put it out. Maybe you can play a little for us today.
You know, I could.
Oh, damn. That I could is given I could not.
I'm thinking about it because there's so many nice jams. I'm just like, which one?
Oh, to play. You're sitting on so many.
Yeah, there's too many jams. Too many.
Okay.
I think I'll play you something. It's one of my favorites. Actually, let me not say anything, but I think I'll play something.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
Yours.
Yeah. Like, what's the one song that made you enjoy Thando Njie as a musician?
That's such a hard question, Thando. I want to say, okay, so.
Okay, do you want to make like a top three or?
Okay, I will say that I think off of the top of my head, it's giving, the name of the songs are coming to me, but the lyrics are, it's Searching, for sure. I think also Searching came out COVID.
Yeah, both of my projects came out COVID.
Like, yes, that's why you killed me, bro,
because
I was at
home. There's always a situation. Oh. But I think like my music drops at the right time. Like my frequency dropped. Literally in the beginning
of COVID.
Yeah, what was it? When was COVID?
2020.
Guys, we've been going through a lot.
2020.
Yes. So I think frequency dropped in 2020. Yes, and then Stillness came 2 years after. So yeah, how long were we in lockdown?
Such a long time. Yeah.
Oh, we had just come out of lockdown with Stillness.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was Searching. Why Searching though?
Because girl, I was searching for my soul.
Yeah. Did you find yourself?
I did find myself. Ooh. I did find myself. Nice. And then I'm just a very big fan of your love songs. I think you write about love really beautifully and you're very tender with it. So, yeah, I want to revisit them because it's hard. I think my favorite songs by you always change. I can't believe I couldn't remember this. Kenny's Interlude for me is such a...
number.
There are few songs that make me feel the way that Kenny's Interlude does. You know, like, I'm on my knees.
Reading Psalms 23.
It said he is the shepherd.
Always watching over me.
Just like, oh, you got a voice. I can do the backups. If Thando Njie lets me, you know, I'll be in the studio. I'm ready for that. Kenny's Interlude for me. Hands up in the air. If
you remember Frequency.
Your Frequency. Sorry, now that I'm looking at it, I'm actually just like, there are bangers, there are numbers.
What a time, what a season. And I think Kenny's Interlude is...
Also to start it like that? Yeah, also ridiculous.
I think that was the song that started my spiritual journey as a musician. Like, that is what created the foundation for me being able to make the other songs, like Your Hands Up, like yes. Thank You, on Stillness, it's Grateful Amazing.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, like, oh, what a the frequency.
No, frequency.
Frequency is actually my, I could say it, like, it is one of my favorite because, like, I got to know me through that. And then after that, I got into Stillness. So it's like, I grew more into understanding myself. And yeah, but oh, what a number. So you got Kenny's Interlude.
Yes.
Searching.
Grateful Amazing always is going to be a banger.
Wake up in the morning feeling blessed.
I'm singing my praises. It's a beautiful morning. Ah, wake up in the morning feeling blessed. I'm singing my praises. Banger.
Come and tell you the story behind
that
song.
Also, that's how you, sorry, that's how I, like, what a beautiful way to start.
That's awesome. I'm the grateful.
Day. Wake up in the morning feeling blessed. I'm singing my praises. It's a beautiful morning.
I was on a trip.
Okay.
With Saul and some of the business partners that we work with.
Yes.
And the first 2 days it was raining.
Okay.
Cool. So boo hoo hoo, music trip is raining. We want the sun. We're in a sunny place.
Yes.
Spent the night telling the guys that tomorrow it won't be raining. The sun is going to be out shining. It's going to be a good day.
Yes.
Woke up in the morning, opened the curtains, felt blessed. Literally the sun was out. Everything was nice.
Yeah.
Just the way I thought.
Yeah.
Immediately we went into recording and that's the song that came out.
So that was really just a
literally
moment. That was you speaking
in
it into existence.
Feeling blessed.
And you waking up being like, it is a blessed day and therefore I'm going to put it into a song and make a hit, a banger. That's beautiful. I think that's also why I resonate with your music so much. Like, I often say that my favorite artists put in towards what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there have been mornings where I've woken up feeling blessed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just beautiful to have someone say it the way that they do and make it sound the way that they do.
I feel like I'm in the best position I could ever be as a musician. Like, I feel like I'm ready to put the music out. I'm ready to perform and I'm ready to bring visuals to it, you know. And I think that I've struggled to visualize my songs, like, so with Frequency and with Stillness, which is why I've never dropped music videos, because I'm always like, how do I take what I've made and portray it into something visually pleasing and appealing, you know, so that it tells the story of the song. And I think that I've always had a tough time trying to put into an image what I was feeling and
I
made. So I think that now I've got a bigger picture of what I'm trying to share, you know, and the visuals are just, they're going to come together. Like, I'm more creative now. So when I make the song, I really think of what I wanted to, you know, look like, what I wanted to feel like. So yeah, I'm growing.
It's also, it's sounding like you're allowing yourself to become more creative.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, sometimes you step onto the scene and again, you're associated with certain things and you have to work against the grain and, you know, put yourself outside of the box and allow yourself to experience that and to be the full creative that you are.
I think I've had to do that though, because I can only be as great as I'm, like, you know, work towards. Like, I so many people could only know about me from social media. So like, I guess the more I want my music to become worldwide, the more of myself I'm going to have to put
give,
out there,
yeah,
you know, and
sure.
give. So this is like now appearances, you know, recording more, doing visuals, photo shoots, the glitz and the glam, trying to be a superstar. You understand?
Okay.
Like, that's what I mean. But anyway, I'm going to play something.
Yes.
Ish, my boy, I'm sorry.
Ivo, who are we apologizing to? Mr. Saul.
Ish.
You know what?
It's a record.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm so ready.
Like, it's sorry, but I love you, my boy. But this one.
It's a number.
Oh. What a number. Should I play right now?
Yes, please. How long you want us to wait for?
Okay, I'm going
to
press play.
Yes.
We're going to do it.
Guys, why is Tando such a tease? What does she mean?
Huh?
But when?
By the way, guys, I've given them copyrights, so everything is cool.
Play the song. Yes.
I don't know when it's coming out, but you know, it's a jam.
Okay. Already the sex.
Let us all come together. And
Thando.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We are ready to receive.
Ready to give.
Okay, thank you, because we're ready to receive, because what the hell do you mean by that?
Yeah,
that
no.
was so beautiful. Who produced that?
Definitely produced by Soul Money.
Of course.
The legendary.
Of course.
Who better for you than the boy?
Also, huh? I feel like the message for the times that we're in right now, beautiful. Like, I think you're such an important artist for the space that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And you do a lot for like people's heart posture, a lot for their mental health. So yeah, that's beautiful. We really
I'm
look
big
forward.
On love. I'm big on peace. And so is my partner in music. And I think that every time we come together, we just make magic and we pretty much heal each other through working with each other, which is why it's so easy for us to just spread such a positive message. You know what I mean?
I think that also speaks to it being a gift for you.
Yeah.
Like knowing that you are blessed with this gift that you share with all of us, and knowing that you heal us through your music.
Yeah.
And being able to use your talents in the best way possible to heal as many people as what you guys do, because that is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can get.
Yeah, guys, I feel like that is myself and Thando'n Jay. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, it was lovely. It's lovely
Thank
to get to
you.
Know you a little bit more as an artist and as a person. And the gang and I definitely look forward to, you know, receiving new music from you and seeing you reach new heights and seeing the rest of South Africa and the world fall in love with you and the musician that you are. Because, like, guys, when I say you're really one of the best live vocalists I have heard.
Thank you. I'm going to have more live shows. I need a lot of people to experiment that.
Yeah.
Experience it.
Experiment.
Whoa. Experience.
Yes, experience that.
Yeah, like I think that I'm the best when I'm performing live.
Mm.
Also because there's no auto-tunes. There's no this, no that.
It
it's
is
like
just
straight
you.
Raw. Uncut, you know. Also, I just love performing with a band. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get into that more.
Okay.
You know.
No, we'll definitely be at all the shows. But for those that don't know you, where can they find you? Where can they follow you?
Yeah, for those that don't know me, find me on all social media platforms. Thando'n Jay. I know the J is not silent. So definitely type it out. Is it going to be here somewhere? Like,
yeah, it's going to be somewhere in the screen.
Yeah, guys, like just follow all my pages on all social media platforms. You can find my music on all digital platforms. So you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on the other one.
Apple Music.
Yeah. You can usually find it everywhere. Yahoo, Audio Mac, SoundCloud. If you want to catch up, you go to SoundCloud, then come to Apple Music.
Yeah.
But don't judge me.
Oh, for the past?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a part of the process, you know? Like, had you not created that music, you wouldn't be where you are now. So
for sure.
It's just about appreciating
I'm
you.
Not ashamed of it. I'm just saying, guys, Gucci, the past is the past. Kuna Manje, we are here.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, thank you. So that's Thando'n Jay on all socials.
Yeah, on all social media platforms. That's where you're going to find me.
Okay.
Yeah, man, just check my platforms to know what's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
But guys, from me to you, thank you so much for joining me for my first yet ever Music Wednesday since 1976.
Since I know that,
yeah, no, we're back and we're better. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure to stream all of Thando's beautiful projects, follow her on her socials, and just keep an eye out for her because she's going to be doing crazy things, guys. Yo, guys, from me to you, lots of love. Bye, guys.
Peace.